Brad and John, 92.9 KISM, and Joe Walsh. And Joe Walsh says the most questions he ever gets asked about, the thing that keeps coming up over and over again, he says, is about that song. People ask me more about that song than anything I did with the Eagles, anything else. He says, and I'm tired of all the questions, but he said, I have put it on record a few times, most recently with a show at the Troubadour. I sat down and I talked about it a little bit.
I like when he changes the lyrics when they do it live.
He talks about which elements of the song were autobiographical and which parts were completely made up. He confirms that the reggae beat for the song's verses were inspired by Bob Marley. So that's Marley. And he confirmed that the line, I have a mansion, forget the price, ain't never been there, they tell me it's nice, was true to life. He said, between Hotel California and the long run, we were full on. We were either recording or touring, and sometimes both. We didn't take a break or nothing, and I was home maybe 2 months, one of the years. He said, I live in hotels, tear out the walls, I have accountants pay for it all, did apply to him, but he says only because Keith Moon of The Who was his accomplice. He said the James gang was opening for The Who when they premiered Tommy in Europe, and Keith decided that he and I were going to stay up until the tour was over. And during those days,
not just all night, until the tour's over.
During those days, he taught me a lot about the finer arts of anarchy, chaos, damage, destruction, all of that. And he recalled that Eagles manager Irving Azoff once bought Joe a chainsaw for his birthday, which led to Joe tearing out the walls, and he described that in the song. He also confirmed that he owned a Maserati that did indeed go 185, but he was never busted for going too fast. But he said that a friend had crashed two Lotus cars in 10 days. And then finally, he noted an anecdote about leaving a party that helped out, helped flesh out the line, you know, it's hard to leave when you can't find the door. He says, Joe says, you ever look at your watch, you're at a party, you ever look at your watch and say, God, I'm dead, I got to get out of here. And you tell everybody, okay, I'm leaving. And he said, and then you end up walking into a closet and you can't, he said, you can't find your way out. That actually has not happened to me. I don't know what he's talking about there, but I guess if you have enough substances in you, it can happen. He said, well, that's where that line came from.
Or those lines.
Yep, I got that from those experiences. I go to parties sometimes until 4. It's hard to leave when you can't find the door.
Well, when live, he says it's hard to leave when you can't find some more.
Yeah, that's how he sings that one live. Yeah.